Yeah, a little bit. It's been great because anytime you come somewhere and you have a little bit of familiarity with the coaching staff, it helps out because you know a little bit of the plays. But it's still, you know, it's been 2 years since I've been in the system, so, you know, I still got to get acclimated back to everything. And then, yeah, if anybody asks any questions about certain things that I've been able to do in Houston a little bit, I'll help out as much as I can with the younger, you know, fullbacks or tight ends. But it's at this point, you're always coming in just trying to compete and trying to earn respect from everybody. When you're new, no one knows who you are. They don't. You know, a lot of the guys haven't seen you play, so you got to try to earn your respect again.
How were the last 2 years in Philly? You got some decent money to go there, but
yeah.
It seemed like it was a little crazy there.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I had a great time. I enjoyed the coaching staff, enjoyed the players. I thought, you know, I had two successful years there. I felt I did everything they asked of me and contributed and played really well with what they asked me to do. I just believe I kind of, you know, got caught in a situation where they signed me, Chip signed me as a free agent, and then he drafted a tight end. You know, at the very top of the second round, right after that. So you kind of, you know, in the NFL, there's only so many, you know, spots available, and you got to try to make yourself valuable in whatever way you can. So, you know, I contributed on special teams, played everything on special teams, and came in, you know, here and there offensively. You know, I was real proud of, towards the end of the year, my first year there, I started playing, you know, 20, 30 snaps at the end of the year. And then this last year there, I had games here and there that I played, you know, quite a bit on offense, depending on what we were trying to do. But Chip was trying to spread the ball out a lot, too, so I kind of wasn't, you know, helping me out too much when you're having a lot of three wide receiver sets. It's hard to get on the field, but I had a great time there. I love Chip. I love the organization, and I left on great terms. You know, it was kind of a salary issue while I was released, but it was, I had nothing but great things to say about Philadelphia, but at the same time, I'm really excited to be here for this team and this organization.
Two-part question. Why do you love or excel so much on special teams when a lot of veteran guys prefer not to do it? And then with Heuerman, you hate to see him go down. Do you see that perhaps expanding your role at all at tight end, or are you still going to be more tight end fullback?
Special teams-wise, it's one of those things where I think if you're a veteran guy and you've been around and you've seen it and you make it important to you and you work hard at it, which, you know, sometimes, you know, in the NFL, like, you get to be, you know, veteran status guys and they just it's not important to them because everybody wants to be a starter on offense and contribute and be a star player. But, I understand, you know, that's definitely what I want to be as well. But you also got to try to find ways to make teams, you know, contribute. So I take a lot of pride in special teams and had a very, very good year last year on special teams. And, the Eagles finished number one in the league in special teams. We had a good unit. And, you know, I'm trying to continue to do the same thing as an older guy that just, you know, I've been there and seen a lot of stuff. So hopefully that helps me out as I go forward in my career. And yeah, with Heuerman going down, you know, I felt really, really terrible hearing that over the break that we had this last weekend. But, you know, I've spoken with him. He's a great guy. He's going to bounce back from it. And it's one of those freak deals you never want to see happen. But he's got a great mindset. He's going to, you know, you can always find some kind of I told him you can always find some kind of positive in anything, and things turn out best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out, and that's kind of what type of guy he is. And you know, you always feel terrible because that's one of those things you can't work to try to prevent those things. They just happen, and you feel terrible. But I know he'll be ready to go next year.
Did you meet him before you heard the news on him?
Yeah, I met him. I met him when he was at Ohio State. I went there for a week, just kind of visiting, and I knew a coach there, so I was just there. I was still with the Eagles at the time, but met Jeff there and got to talk to him, know him a little bit. And then, you know, saw that he signed there, so I talked to him a couple of times since he signed here. And obviously talked to him after he got injured just to, you know, the whole team's been great about making sure he stays up, and he's going to stay up. There's a reason, you know, he was a captain at Ohio State, winning the national championship. He's got a great mindset, and he's only going to find ways to make himself even better from this.
There was a little gap between your visit here and then you signing. Did you have other things going, or did it just need a little time to percolate?
Yeah, I had a lot of interest. I went to 7 visits, you know, after getting released from the Eagles, like right away, and I don't think they just bring any guy in there. So I felt, you know, all the coaches were really excited about it, but, you know, I wasn't in any hurry because I've been fortunate to play a little while now, and I wanted to get in the best situation to where, you know, if it wasn't going to be like a bigger contract, you know, which it ended up not being, that where I could try to get in the best situation to make a team and be successful and have be around a lot of great guys and a chance to win a lot of football games. And after everything happened, I met all the teams, kept talking to teams, still had some interest from other stuff, but just felt like this was the best opportunity for me and just wanted to kind of get it done and get in here and start working. And, you know, I feel really good about being here. And now it's all about the work, competing and trying to, it's a long process to get ready for OTAs and then training camp and try to make the club again.
How's it been working with Peyton so far?
It's been, you know, You can't, as coming in here not knowing the guy, you've seen it. I've played against him multiple times. You know everything about him. But when you actually see it firsthand, it's been very impressive that, you know, he's been around so long. He's learning a little bit of a new system too, and just how he's taking everything, how hard he works, how disciplined he is, how he studies. Just he holds everybody else accountable. Even as a guy running routes and stuff, you don't have to listen necessarily to the coaches. You know, Peyton's going to make sure you know what you're doing and you're on top of things. And it's obvious to see why he's been so successful.
Was there one thing that tipped you here? Was it Kubiak, Dennison, familiarity?
It was Kubiak, of course, and Dennison, knowing those guys and knowing the system a little bit, that always helps out. But that wasn't the main thing. Was just trying to get the best fit. And I thought, this was one of the first place I thought of when I was released from the Eagles, because of a chance to win. When you get older in your career, you want to get a chance to where you can try to win a championship. And I thought this was, the best place possible to come in, try to compete for a job, and then go out there and show what I can do and try to win a bunch of games and get ourselves in position to finish the season strong.
The fullback part of it, sometimes that takes a lot of years to master. How much better are you at fullback now than when Kubiak first decided to put you in there a few years ago?
I think I'm much better. I think I'm much better suited for the position. If that's what I work into, being some fullback stuff, because early on in my career, I came out as more of a receiver coming out of college, so I kind of had to work my way into learning tight end, then I had to learn fullback, and I was always, always learning stuff. Now I feel real confident. I've played long enough. I've experienced almost everything that you can see football-wise, and it's a lot of it's just mentality-wise, too, learning what things are about, how to be physical, how to finish plays and things like that, and I think that this is I'm best suited for it now, older in my career and the physical nature of the game, as opposed to running around all over the place. It's when you're young, it's awesome. But when you get a little bit older, you enjoy just, the blocking and doing your part and doing whatever you're responsible for in the run game.
Anything else?
Did you grow up a Cowboys fan? Antonio Smith admitted he kind of was.
I did, yeah.
So was it like being in the locker room with DeMarcus Ware?
I played against DeMarcus when he was with the Cowboys, but I've grown to hate the Cowboys now, because I was drafted by the Texans. They hate the Cowboys. Then I went to the Eagles for 2 years. They really hate the Cowboys. And so I'm the same way. I hate the Cowboys too. It's just, once you play with both those teams, you can't get away from it. All right, thank you guys.